What day is it?
Friday.
Woo! Party hardy! It's Friday!
It's a KABC Friday Night Special, Rad Parenting, with comedian Joe Sib and author and self-esteem expert, Anaya Bogue. One's an expert, one's not. Can you guess who's who? Rad Parenting with Joe Sib and Anaya Bogue starts now.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Joe Sib here with you and my co-host,
Anaya Bogue.
Yes, we are your Friday night special, Los Angeles. How are you? We're stoked to be here.
This is awesome.
This is a little bit about ourselves and what you're getting yourselves in to tonight is we host a parenting podcast. It's called Rad Parenting. We've been doing it for about a year. And I'll just share this with you guys. As you just heard in that promo, I am not the expert at all, but I do have two children. And basically what was going on when I met Anaya was, you know that book, what's it called, Anaya, the What to Expect in the First Year?
What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect the First Year.
Yeah, well, basically my kids were about 3 or 4 and my wife was like, put that book away because that part's been done. You need to become a
Catch up now.
So what had happened was I was trying to basically figure out my pathway. And at the same time, I'd been approached to do a few music podcasts. My background is I'm the co-owner of Cy One Dummy Records for the last 23 years, home to bands like Flogging Molly, Go Go Bordello, Gaslight Anthem. So my whole life has been fighting authority. And now I was put in the position of being the authority. So when I met Anaya, I had found your book, 9 Ways That We're Screwing Up Our Girls. And how we can stop.
And you wanted to stop.
And I wanted to stop. I had a daughter. I still have a daughter. She's 15. And it was at a point where I was like, we're at a crossroads here. So what I wanted to do is basically go, you know what? If I start the podcast, I can do two things. I can learn and be a better father. And I can also start a new podcast with someone like yourself that's such an expert.
And here we are.
Here we are. We are hanging. Hey, I want to talk about your book really quick because that's what got me my introduction to you. Mm-hmm. 9 ways that we're screwing up our girls and how we can stop. Can you kind of drop into that for a second? Let our listeners know what that book's all about.
Yeah, sure. I wrote it to be super accessible. The we in the title is very deliberate because there's no finger pointing. None of us have it figured out. Parenting is one of the most difficult and important jobs we'll ever do. And so 9 ways we're screwing up our girls and how we can stop is basically 9, you know, self-contained chapters that really explores the mistakes that many of us as parents of girls, in spite of really good intentions, the mistakes that we're making in spite of those good intentions. And so my years and years of expertise and working with girls and parents all put into one book with lots of action steps and tips.
Well, the thing that drew me into the book was at the time my daughter's a teenager, just starting that journey. And you're all about, you know, building up women's self-confidence.
Yes.
And one of the statistics that you told me that blew my mind was at what point do they lose their self-confidence?
So research tells us that girls' self-esteem peaks at the age of 9, gets
peaks.
As good as it's going to get at the age of 9, and then starts to plummet. And if you are a woman out there listening, you know this is true.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, before we keep going on, I want to talk more about the book.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to let our listeners know right now, you can give us a call at 800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. We're the Friday Night Special. You're listening to Rad Parenting. My name is Joe Sib. In here with me, Anaya Bogue. I want to drop into the idea of all of the conversations that we have. We're usually, you and I each week are talking about, we've had our kids, whether we're talking about how to get our toddler to sleep, whether we're talking about nursing, all the scenarios that come along with parenting.
And we've got a big range, right?
With absolutely.
The age of our children.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the things that you and I did about a month ago was we did a whole episode that I thought was super interesting and I'd never even thought about it. You had found an article that basically had conversations to have with your partner before having kids.
What a concept.
And I was like, wow, I never thought, like, there's more to do than drink wine and go upstairs and make a person. Like, we're going to have a conversation before. So I know I know today you pulled that article before we came down here.
Yeah.
Can you throw some of those?
It's a good one.
Conversation starters for the people that are listening to the show. Hey, if you're thinking about having a child,
or if you've already had one or two, but you want to get the next one right, you want to do it even better.
Exactly.
This is the article for you. So first of all, I want to give credit. It's written by a woman named Jancy Dunn. And some of these tips are just amazing and would be great conversation starters. So I can't recommend it enough. So one of the first one is, who's going to get up with the kid in the middle of the night?
Ooh.
Like, just start at the basics. So
You're basically saying this. You're saying we've come home from the hospital, mm-hmm. and everything's parents left. Everyone that was helping us, now they're out of there.
Yep.
And we're going to dive right into who's going to be getting up. I mean, obviously, a mom's nursing.
Right.
So at that point,
if she chooses to.
Okay.
If she chooses to nurse, and I'm definitely an advocate for breastfeeding if you can do it. But, you know, yes. So many couples think, oh, well, that solves it. Like, you got to get up and feed him or her anyway. So why don't you go and do that and I'll stay sleeping? And that doesn't necessarily have to be the way it goes.
I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot, Anaya. Mm-hmm. Like, in your household, and for everyone, give the ages of your kids.
So my eldest daughter is going to be 21 in July, which just about takes my breath away. And my youngest is 8. So
Whoa.
I have this really like big gap between the two. And so it's like getting to do it a second time.
Wow. That is a huge gap mm-hmm. right there. All right. So in your first scenario with your oldest, when if you remember, and then I'll tell you how it went down in our household.
Yeah, that was so long ago. I can barely remember. I mean, it was definitely, I'm very much about partnership. And so, and I've been very fortunate to have chosen partners that were very involved from the beginning. And so I don't remember as much with my older daughter, but with my youngest, that's pretty straightforward. I mean, she was 11 pounds, 1 ounce. So enormous and required an emergency C-section.
Wow.
Now, for any of you out there who know a C-section, you cannot lift anything over 10 pounds.
I'm never going to let you lift anything ever again after this. 11 pounds. That's like...
Yes, I know.
I'm not that much heavier than that.
People in the studio are freaking out.
Yeah.
You know, we literally had interns and residents like coming to my room to see this gigantic baby because they just could not believe it. So, yeah, so she came out. Dr. Suzanne, who's going to be with us later, actually was the one that pulled her out of my belly. But the thing is, when you, after a C-section, you can't pick up anything over 10 pounds. So my husband did everything. Like he would change her, had never changed a diaper, would bring her to me to nurse because I couldn't get up and go to her crib and pick her up. So it was kind of a sweet deal for me, in spite of the fact that I had to have my butt cut open to get this kid out.
Yeah, the first thing is everyone in the studio right now is just standing up, cheering you because you gave birth to a 14-pound baby.
To a kindergartner.
To a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm going to say, you know, the thing that I always like to share with parents that are about to have, you know, their first was, I don't know about you, but I remember for the first, like, 6 weeks, I was running on this adrenaline that was just, I was making fresh fruit every night, every day. I was preparing meals. I was, you know, painting the rooms. I was just doing everything. And all of a sudden, at a certain point, I remember I looked at my daughter, and it was like that night where you wake up. And it was, I always kept thinking of that Beastie Boys song, you know, no sleep till, like, I just remember, I don't know why I heard that song in my head every single evening, but I was bringing her in to nurse and I was carrying her down the hallway and we're about 6 weeks into it. And I remember looking at her and I'm like, you're just not visiting. Like
you're not leaving.
You're not leaving.
Yeah, so potentially ever.
Yes. So that conversation, I think is so important to really, now, are you saying have these conversations literally before you talk about having a child,
you know,
or is
well,
it
no,
once
I think
you're
that
pregnant?
I think this is the core conversation. Look, bringing another human being into the world is a huge, huge responsibility. And so I feel like not enough of us do this. And I didn't. My first one was not even planned, so I definitely didn't do it. But I think that this is such an enormous responsibility that these conversations are essential because you want to know, even as a couple, that if you're going to butt up against some, like, hardcore, like religion classic, right? Like, people generally feel really strongly about the way that they were raised in terms of their religion. You might need to find out that it's one thing to be two adults being respectful of each other. It's a different thing when you want to raise a kid.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of run through the list here a little bit because I have the article in front of me. Obviously, the who's getting up, what type of spirituality you're going to introduce
right.
into your relationship with your children.
Yeah.
Also, sex after marriage.
Yeah, let's
I mean, not after marriage. Whoa, I jumped too far ahead there. Sorry. Sex. And your sex life after
having a baby.
Yeah. That.
That's a big one.
I want to let our listeners right now that are listening, you're listening to Rad Parenting. We're the Friday night special here at KABC. My name is Joe Sib. I got Anaya Bogue here. If you want to give us a call, do not hesitate. 800-222-5222. Let us know or if there's any conversations you had with your significant other that you might have wished you had a little bit sooner before this little person showed up in your life. I want to jump right into sex life after the baby shows up.
Okay.
Because that was a big thing that, like, as a dude,
yeah.
I had to learn more about than
right.
I thought.
Because your body's just fine.
I was ready to roll. I mean, literally.
You're ready to roll the next day, right? Whereas, you know, for those of us who, like, actually grow this new person and push it out of our body one way or another, your body's just dictating. Like, that's a no-go. Like, that's not happening at least. I mean, again, most doctors will say at least, you know, 6 weeks or so just for safety.
And let's also talk about for the guys that are listening out there right now. This is something that had never been really heard about it. The postpartum depression, all the things that come along with your loved one when they get home. Can you kind of go down that road a little bit? Just to broad stroke it.
Right. Well, and I think it is also related to the whole sex question, because hormones are such a huge factor in how we feel and if we're turned on or not. So look, the thing is, when you go through a pregnancy for 9 months, your hormones are just front and center. They're pushing, they're the fuel behind the whole show. And so after that baby comes out, it takes months, really, for your hormones to get back into balance. And some women with that dip in hormones after having their baby can suffer with some really serious depression. And it's a very real thing. It should not be taken personally, but you should be ready to support her. And because a lot of women are in denial, they don't even want to think that, how could I just had this beautiful baby. How could I be so sad? There's something wrong with me. I'm ashamed. And we need to push past that and know that it's a very natural thing for many women.
I also think it's important, too, for the other partner to know at that point that this might be something to be on the lookout for.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, I got to be aware of.
And so you don't take it personally. So
exactly.
As a man, you know, you're not being like, what's wrong with me? Now it's all about this kid and I'm second fiddle.
I'm going to throw this out. Yeah, it is all about the kid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Anyone that thinks it's not, you know, props to you. That's great. But I really believe that from that moment that you begin that journey with this person, and we keep saying, a person that you made. Just think about that. Like, I lose my keys. I don't know the password to sign into Netflix, but yet I could go home and make a person. That is so insane.
Yeah.
You know? So one of the things that's going to be great, too, a little bit later on in the show, we got Dr. Suzanne coming in,
who is one of our favorite and most popular guests on Rad Parenting.
And you got a real personal relationship with her. Can I throw that out there?
I have a very personal relationship with Dr. Suzanne. Yeah, she's my gynecologist. So it's a very close relationship.
You guys have those, do you have any conversations while that whole checkup is going on?
We do, interestingly enough, which I'm sometimes can be a bit strange, to
be
honest.
I love that you invited her on the show.
Yes, she's the best.
So she'll be in here in a little bit, Dr. Suzanne. Also, I want to let everyone know, too, right around the corner at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Greg Barrett, he wrote the book, He's Just Not That Into You. It turned into a movie. He was one of the people that helped with Sex and the City and a comedian. I stalked this guy. I love him. He's super, super funny. So he'll be on the show, too. One more time with the number. It's 800-222-5222. We're talking about raising kids. We're talking about right now just some of the conversations to have before you make a person.
And really, I think every one of these things that we've mentioned so far, it's really about managing expectation. Because I feel like as human beings, most of us can deal with whatever as long as we have reasonable expectations. We know what's going on. We don't take things personally. The sex one is a really great example. And we go in eyes wide open, as much as one can be eyes wide open parenting, because kids are always going to throw us curveballs.
And we want to let you guys know that while you're listening to this show, the first thing, and this was a priority when we started the podcast, Rad Parenting, was we didn't want to start a show because some of these podcasts with parenting are very, very snarky. And it's very, I make the organic food and I get up at 6 a.m. and watch the sunrise and I'm the perfect parent and you're not. So, you know, and we were like,
listen carefully.
Exactly. It was very, it made me feel I am a bad dad.
Right.
So what we wanted to do with our podcast, we're admitting right now, we are not the best parents. I started the podcast so I could become a better parent. I'll say this. Over the last year, I wish I would have started it 10 years ago. And my kids have said to me, I wish you would have started this 10 years ago because you're such a better dad. My wife
said that.
They're
sending me thank you cards.
Because,
just kidding.
Let's face it, we're all trying to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, I was driving to Silver Lake to get my son, go Cardinals, to the baseball practice or baseball game before that we came here. You're driving everyone around. We're trying to just pay all the bills. So how can you sit down and gain some real information before with parenting? There's so many different things we're trying to figure out. This world's crazy enough, let alone take some time. So that was the whole point of starting Rad Parenting. I wish I could take credit for the name Rad Parenting, but my dad actually came up with that.
I'm looking very forward to meeting your dad.
Yeah.
I'm still not 100% certain he actually exists, but I'm hoping that he does.
No, he does. I've asked him to be on the show, and he's like, Joey, I'll think about it. I will think about that. One more time with the phone number. Give us a call, you guys. 800 800-222-5222. Or you can just give us a call, 800-222-KABC. We are the Friday Night Special here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Dr. Suzanne right around the corner. With all that said, too, check out Greg Barron. And if you want to check out our podcast, you can just go to rad-parenting.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Rad Parenting, Anaya Bogue, and Joe Sib.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio 790 KABC, Joe Sib here with you, and
Anaya Bogue.
We are taking calls. Rad Parenting is the name of the show. We're the Friday Night Special. We host a parenting podcast here in Los Angeles, trying to deal with every topic possible that we can find.
And there are many.
There are so many. If you get the chance, you can cruise over to our website. It is rad-parenting.com. Hey, any questions, too, that you want to hit us an email at radparenting@gmail.com. Also, you want to give us a call. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. A little bit in a few seconds here, we're going to have Dr. Suzanne come on the show. Right now, though, we got a caller. This is Bernard. Bernard, what is up?
I was listening, and you made so many good points about the emotions. We don't have our child yet, but we are doing planning for the economics, and there is no definitive book about the price of the economic of your first child in Los Angeles. Can you help my wife, who's listening, and myself about planning for your first child and economics in Los Angeles?
All right. Bernard, thanks so much for the call. Financially planning for a child, I think anywhere that you're going to have a child is going to cost $1 million. So at that point, you need to really think about it all times before you make this person. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, I'm writing checks all the time for my kids.
Yes.
Seriously. I mean, literally, I'm writing. I just checkbook out, credit card. My daughter has, I don't even have my credit card right now, you guys. My daughter took it, got in an Uber, and left with it. And I just follow her. I track her around.
Uh-huh.
And she's not spending money crazy, but she's 15. She's like, I'm going to go to the movies. We're going to have to get some food afterward. And it just adds up all the time.
Okay, I actually think that it would be an effective form of birth control if anybody ever really sat down and made a list of, like, here's what it's going to cost. Do you want to know that, and I'm, you know, Canadian, so I come from a place where we don't pay insane amounts of money to have babies. My C-section, the emergency C-section for the gigantic baby, $90,000, all said and done. $90,000. Fortunately, I am in a position. I had really good insurance that covered, I don't know, all but $20,000 of it. But
at that point,
could bankrupt somebody.
At that point, next time I see your daughter, I'm just going to call her 90K. I'm going to say, what is up, 90K? I'll say this, and I've said this plenty of times. I'm saying, while you're with your partner and you're making this person, there should be a calculator above the bed.
Yeah.
Just all the numbers going by. Property taxes, the private schools, the tutors.
Yeah.
You know, violin lessons, not that good at it. Soccer, really. You know, just all the things that you're just spending money on.
Yep.
Hey, I want to welcome to the studio right now. Thanks so much, Bernard, for the call. Anyone else? We're going to take calls in a second, but right now I got to set it up. My friend, super, super fun friend, and also a person that's been a part of Rad Parenting since we started this show, Dr. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy Friday night.
You made it.
I made it. I'm here.
Hey, I've already shared, just so you know.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if I was supposed
What'd
to do
say?
That. The relationship that you and Anaya have.
It's very special.
Very
kind
special.
Kind of intimate.
It is.
On so many levels.
It is. And Dr. Suzanne was the one to pull the gigantic baby and probably got a few of those 90,000 in her bank account.
Very,
I
very
hope.
Little. Very, actually.
Oh, geez,
much less than
so
you think.
I would have felt so much better if you had said,
over
here.
Did not
here.
See hardly any of that.
Wow.
Dr. Suzanne, when you were basically waiting out there to come in, we were finishing up the first part of what we were talking about, just some of the topics that you should have with your partner before your baby shows up, maybe even before you make this person. You were there in the room for the 11-pound baby, but I also know you're a parent as well. Are there any topics that you and your partner did talk about before having your first child, or were there some that you're like, man, we didn't talk about anything and I wish we had?
Oh my God, like so many. I mean, I think, you know, it's really interesting. This may sound tangential, but I think it's related. You know, when I have a patient or a couple that are either having a hard time conceiving, or let's say they're lesbian, and so they have to, like, really think it through, it's really, really interesting because they have to think it through. And I don't know that they're necessarily thinking it through the way we're, you know, we, all of us with the kids who are a little bit older, you know, retrospective, or, you know, retrospectoscopes or whatever the hell those are called. Make that up. No, I was pretty young when I got married and started having kids. And no, I was just like, it's time to have kids.
But
I mean, I really wasn't thinking it through. I can't say I regret it, but wow, I hope they're not listening.
Yeah.
But right? Isn't it interesting that even like we go and take tests to get a driver's license?
Right.
Like that's required by society.
Yeah.
But anybody can have a kid just.
Yeah.
Anyone can have
crazy.
A kid. And that's what we're talking
crazy.
About.
Only the most important thing you'll do.
The only thing we're talking about kids. We're talking about rad parenting. Dr. Suzanne is hanging out. Give us a call right now. Tell us a topic that you and your husband or your partner or your wife didn't talk about before your child showed up. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. 800-222-KABC. Back with more rad parenting. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Friday night special, rad parenting. Papa Don't Preach, little Madonna right there. I met the dude that wrote that song once.
Did you?
Yes.
That's kind of exciting to me.
Yes, there was a bar in Glendale where I live. And
in Glendale? That's where you met this guy?
That's where I met him.
Yeah. At a bar in Glendale.
I didn't just randomly met him there? Way.
I met him at this bar in Glendale, and it was a jazz bar that was in Glendale for a long, long time. And he would go there, and he ran some of the jazz musicians. And one night, we started talking. He's like, hey, I wrote that song. I was
and
like,
you just
wow.
believed him?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, are you sure?
I believe him.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, in the studio, Rad Parenting, my co-host of Rad Parenting Podcast, Anaya Bogue, and also in the studio, Dr. Suzanne. And we got a call here because a little while ago I mentioned we were talking about how soon after your partner has the baby would sex takes place. And I learned that 6 weeks is that that could
generally.
Happen. I mean.
I'm not saying it would happen.
Yeah.
I'm saying it could happen.
There are no
theoretically.
Guarantees.
Theoretically.
And after Anaya's experience of pushing out this human being that was 11 pounds, is 6 weeks enough time? I mean,
technically it is.
Okay.
I'm not, like, as I said.
All right. So this is the thing. So basically we got a guy on the phone, Marshall, and he's basically saying that we should give the dads a hall pass. Marshall, hall pass for 6 weeks? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Joe. Hi, I'm a big fan. I'm sorry to get to see your show yesterday at the factory, but I get your text all the time when you're coming around.
Thank you.
I was going to say, did you ask for the hall pass, or did you just secretly do the hall pass for 6 weeks?
Oh, okay. All right.
Shadleton.
Okay, so Marshall's basically saying that, asked me if I took a hall pass for 6 weeks. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is my feeling, and this trips me out all the time. Women carry babies for 9 months in their body, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm familiar.
All right. Amazing. And after they have the baby, they're in charge. They got to nurse the baby. They got to do all of that, right? They got to have to do all that, right? And then sometimes they get leave from work, right? And then they come back and they make less than men sometimes. And that's something that's going on. They should be making way more than men because you know why? Men smell the back of their underwear to find out if it's clean. That is the difference.
Joe, you are super feminist right now.
No,
I love
but it. It just trips me out.
Yeah.
I can't. And the fact that if someone thought that they would take a hall pass, and I'm telling you right now that I don't even think the most sexist, just backwards guy would, you know, after a baby comes out, would say, you know what, I'm going to take a hall pass on it. That's my personal.
I can't wait another moment.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I honestly feel that that the whole birth thing for me, it brought me so much closer to my wife.
I see that a lot.
Do you see that a lot?
Oh, for sure. And it's kind. And I have to say, it is ironic because I've noticed many, many times that the male partner. This woman is now such a goddess and so amazing and powerful and beautiful and sexy. And poor guy, it's not happening. Right. It's not happening.
I just want to say your hand is your friend.
Right.
There's no safe sex and everybody wins, particularly in this situation.
Yeah. And you know what? I mean, if you're asking that question, I'm guessing you don't actually have kids because you are also exhausted. I mean, just because it didn't come out of your vagina doesn't mean that
you know, you're not sleeping.
Even if you're like the most unhelpful partner in the world, like it's noisy in your house at a minimum. There's some crying going on and you're probably not sleeping. So it's just, come on.
For some of the couples, Dr. Suzanne, that come in and see you, What do you, do they have all of the, what kind of discussions are you hearing? Obviously you can't give away, you know, everything, but what are the topics right now with a lot of the new parents that are coming in and they're throwing back and forth? Like some of the topics that we've talked about, obviously, we talked about sex, religion, some of these topics that you, that we feel from this article that should be discussed before you make this person.
Right.
I remember before finding out I was having a daughter, I was so into having a boy that I was going down the, and I'll be honest, stereotypical man of like, you're going to be skateboarding with me. We're going to be paddling out, right, surfing together. We're going to start a band together. And I was just envisioning just penis. This is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget when our doctor came in and said, hey, I hope you're excited because, and they showed us the ultrasound. You're going to be a father to a little girl. And I remember everything went silent. It was like a scene out of a movie.
Well, of course, Joe, you could have done all of those things with your daughter if she was interested.
No, thank you.
No, but check it out.
Yeah.
And this was something that happened. And I want the dads or the folks out there that haven't had a kid yet to, that are like, oh, I'm going to have a boy. Or they're so set on it. And this is for the dads. This is for the men out there that are thinking that, for the partners that are like, I got to have a boy. Because you start thinking that way.
Yeah.
That as soon as I found out I was having a daughter, it was crazy. It was like the universe just opened up to how awesome women are.
Mm.
And all of the Patty Hoffman, one of the best skateboarders I loved. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the drummer from Lenny Kravitz. I forgot her name, but I was like, she rips. So all these things happen. What are some of the conversations that you're hearing in the room sometimes that are they taught? Are these topics being discussed?
You know, well, that I think that may be happening not with me, but I think that people get really, really focused on the birth. And mm-hmm. they're not thinking about beyond the birth. I mean, they're not. And I'm going to be honest, like, I kind of don't want to burst their bubble because they have no idea what they've gotten themselves into.
Yes.
And maybe it's really not for me to do that because I got to focus them on getting through the pregnancy and the birth. The other thing that happens is that, I mean, a lot of times I'm witnessing a relationship. It's really, really interesting. And sometimes I'm watching how couples communicate or don't communicate. And that can be uncomfortable, it can be enlightening, it can be really heartwarming, and it does give me the opportunity to help kind of guide them toward a better way of communicating with each other, especially with the guys. I don't want them to feel like, you know, left out of the conversation.
Yeah, I would say that sometimes when you're in that room with a doctor like yourself and you're with your partner, you do feel a little left out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break for a second. You are listening to Rad Parenting. We are the Friday Night Special here at Talk Radio 790 KABC. You got a question for Dr. Suzanne? Are you pregnant? Did you just find out that you're pregnant? Are you trying to get pregnant? Check it out. You get free calls right now. I got to do. This is like free
advice.
Consultation, advice. I'm talking about you like you're like a mechanic, Dr. Suzanne. Give us a call. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-522. We are going to split. This is Rad Parenting. More after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC, Friday Night Special, Rad Parenting. Anaya Bogue is in here. My name is Joe Sib. Also in the studio, Dr. Suzanne. Dr. Suzanne, I got Elizabeth on the phone asking our thoughts about doulas. Elizabeth.
I was just wondering what you think as a gynecologist about having doulas in the delivery room, and sort of as someone that is looking into getting a doula, what are the things to look for and perhaps some of the pitfalls too? Because I've heard great things and bad things.
Yeah, that's a great question. A great doula is my doula. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tease the doulas. I tell them, oh, no, you're doulaing me. They're so helpful. So
okay.
I think the thing
I drop in really quick,
yeah,
though, Dr. Suzanne? Because
should we describe what that is?
I was going to say,
yeah,
let our listeners know what a doula is. Because right now I'm like, I like Buddhism.
Right.
Doesn't have something to do with it? Right? Right?
No. Let's speak English. Doulas are actually, it's a Greek word that means helper, and they are a non-medical professional who is a birth attendant. So they're there to help assist the pregnant woman and their partner get through the birth experience.
So to put it in my terms, they're the roadie.
Yeah, like, totally.
Okay,
they're the roadie.
The advocate.
Yeah.
It's like you just know no matter how busy the doctors and nurses are, because you are not the only person in the hospital, that doula is by your side and ready to advocate,
right,
speak on your behalf, whatever. I had two of them, and they were amazing.
You know, when you're looking for a doula...
Are there any males?
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Are there any male doulas or are they always women?
Very few. Very few. Okay. A good doula is going to be somebody that you and your partner vibe with, and very importantly, is a team player with the person who's going to be delivering your baby and comfortable in that environment so that they're not there kind of as like, if they've got negative energy, they're bringing that into the room for you, and that is a bad trip for you, and it's not going to help your doctor, midwife, nurses, whoever are caring for you take really great care of you.
What's the relationship for the dad or the partner with the doula? If they're, because it sounds like you're describing that doula is there to really kind of be there for them mentally and spiritually and all together. So what's the relationship with the
father? Doula is going to bring the partner into the experience in a way that makes him or her feel comfortable because, you know, all of a sudden they're supposed to be the expert. I mean, they may be the expert in being a support person in general life to their partner, but they have never seen a human being in labor. And let me tell you, that's a thing.
Oh, yes.
It's a thing. Like, your partner's going to be not the way they normally are. The way I describe it, and I have been pregnant more than once and had some children, is like an animal in the woods. At some point, you will be an animal in the woods.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Whatever it takes to get it done. Yeah. Talk about dropping down.
Yeah.
Just.
Hey, for someone right now going, wow, doula, I like this idea. Mm-hmm. They're into their pregnancy. Where would you go to find a doula here in Los Angeles that could work with you and be on the same vibe as you and your partner?
Well, I mean, being on the same vibe, you're going to have to interview that person. And this is the other thing, too, because it can be very, very expensive. I would go to a website like DONA, Doulas of North America, and see locally who is available, who's teaching, who's training. I mean, there are places like Beanie Birth in the Valley, Birth and Beyond in Santa Monica,
Craigslist.
The Palm Station.
Craigslist,
always the best place to get a doula. I mean, the best place to get any service person. That's where I get all my stuff.
In your experiences, Dr. Suzanne, because I know you're going to be cutting out of here pretty soon. First of all, hey, if anyone wants to hit you up on Twitter, where do they hit you up?
At Ask Doctor without any punctuation, Suzanne.
Got it. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for that call. Really appreciate it. With the doula, how would it, if you, in your delivery experience, is the doula something that you recommend?
It depends on the person. I think it depends on what kind of birth experience they're looking for. It depends on what kind of, how much anxiety they have. I think if they're trying to do it medication free, it's very important. You know, it just depends on who that, what they're looking for.
Yeah. And you had two doulas?
I had two because I go back.
Anaya?
Yes, I had two.
And you fired one, got another one?
I just can't remember. They worked together, but only one of them ultimately could be with me in the delivery room. And it was a full house, believe me. And she was there. And I just remember her just being so good at being sort of that go-between between myself and my husband and myself and the doctors. And just, I just felt like she was always there. Because there was a moment in my particular birth where it got really scary. And it was nice to have that constant there while Dr. Suzanne and her team were doing their thing.
Before Dr. Suzanne gets out of here, I thought about this. It is Friday night. We all battled traffic to get down here. We made it. But right now, people are going out. You know what I'm saying? There's people, couples. Hey, we're listening to Rad Parenting on KABC. Okay, cool. And they haven't even started this journey right now. Before you split, I just would love for you to let them just, if they are about to even consider having a baby, for a woman, what are just some of like the broad stroke changes that are going to happen to their body, mental, like just, you know what I'm saying? And it almost be like this part of the show might make the date just go south. Like, you know what?
We were going to hook it up tonight.
No, I had some good things to say.
Yeah, okay, but just right now for someone out there that's like thinking about having a child, like, hey, you know what? I really enjoy this show, Rad Parenting. This was cool, Dr. Suzanne. Tell me some of the things that are going to happen to me that I've been too afraid to maybe ask my doctor when I have a baby.
Right.
Well, when I get pregnant.
Everybody kind of knows about the gross, bad stuff. I think the really intense fatigue in the beginning surprises people. But you know what? I'm since you brought that up, it can be really awesome and juicy. Like your boobs, if you want bigger boobs, you're going to get them. If you don't, you're going to get them.
And how about those raging hormones?
Yeah.
I was just vibrating.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like a lot of people's sex is kind of amazing because they have a lot more blood flow.
right,
I don't know. I thought that was
tonight.
Good.
That's, yeah. I will say this, too.
So you're welcome. Your date will be amazing, but please use birth control, folks.
Can I say this, too? That pregnancy glow that my wife had. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just so beautiful. So yeah. Beautiful. Dr. Suzanne, I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show here at KBAC tonight. Did you have fun?
Oh, my God.
Will you come back again?
Yes.
Dr. Suzanne, you can check her out on Twitter, Ask Dr. Suzanne. When we come back, Greg Behrendt, comedian, author, he's going to be hanging out with us. Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is Rad Parenting Friday Night Special. Back after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Little Beaver right there? Man. You know,
Canadian music.
You know you're a dad when you know
Beaver.
I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now. I never followed any pop music. I never did any of that. I was just strictly my old background, punk rock. You know, grew up with bands like the Ramones, the Clash, you know, from Los Angeles, Social Distortion. First tour I ever went on was with Social Distortion. So the fact that I know Justin Bieber and that I have danced to that song with my kids and love it, I'll tell you right now, that's when you know you're a dad. When you start doing things like that, start singing Justin Bieber songs and liking them. And like defending him. Hey, we got Greg Behrendt in the studio. Greg, can you say hi real quick?
Hey, what's happening?
We're going to take a break for a second. But
yeah. That's enough out of me.
No.
That's enough out of me. I think that was good.
No. We are having Greg Behrendt here. This is Rad Parenting. We are discussing all topics to do with parenting, whether you have a kid or whether you don't have a kid or you want to have one. This is your night. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC.